All you have to do is somehow figure out a way to realign your inner intention and recognize I am not separate from it. I am connected to it. It just hasn't shown up in my space yet. But I'm already connected to it. That's a very powerful insight. That's why people at higher levels of consciousness can manifest, because there's no delay between what they put in their attention on and having it show up. That's why the gift of fish and loaves is the ability to see hungry people and to think food, and it shows up. And even the least among you can do all that I have done. It's all within you to be able to do that. So that shifting takes place first and foremost with the recognition that there is a force, there is a power. That's how you treasure your divinity. The second thing that you do is what I call realization. And realization is the time in your life when you stop telling yourself that I believe this or don't believe this on the basis of what somebody else says or does. It comes from my own personal direct experience. It's the only thing I will rely upon. I will not rely upon it, the written word. I will not rely upon the spoken word. I will not rely upon someone else out there telling me that this is what God is or how it works. I will rely upon the realization of it through my own direct conscious experience. And I will not try to persuade anybody else. I will not listen to or argue with anybody about whether it's real or not real, whether it works or doesn't work. I know it. Be still and know. And you have that knowing, and the realization is there, and you trust in that realization. I trust in my own experience. I've had it. I have talked to this force. I have seen it work. I've put my attention on it. I've been able to manifest what I want in my life. I've been able to heal myself. I've been able to help heal others. I've been able to feel comfort in times when others feel sadness. These are all things that I know come to me through my direct experience of God. And it doesn't matter what anybody else out there says or does. Realization. I now realize it and trust in that. That's the second step. And the third, I call reverence. And reverence is where you begin to have a daily commune with this power, with this force. That you are not only aware of it, but you are communing quietly with it. You're communing quietly with it. And as you commune quietly with it, I told a story in A Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. I want to read it because I want to make sure I have it exact. A disciple once came to a teacher to learn how to meditate on God. The teacher gave him instructions, but the disciple soon returned and said that he could not carry them out. Every time he tried to meditate, he found himself thinking about his pet buffalo. "Well then," said the teacher, "you meditate on that buffalo that you're so fond of." The disciple shut himself up in a room and began to concentrate on the buffalo. After some days, the teacher knocked at his door and the disciple answered, "Sir, I'm sorry, I can't come out to greet you. This door is too small. My horns will be in the way." Then the teacher smiled and said, "Splendid. You have become identified with the object of your concentration. Now fix that same concentration upon God and you will easily succeed." Use that as a metaphor for reverence. Reverence means I not only recognize it, I know there's a force, I not only have a realization of it, that I trust in my own awareness of it, but I have a reverence for it in which I am communing daily with it and allowing it to become a part of my life. And that is treasuring your divinity. The final aspect of treasuring your divinity is something that is called gratitude. It's having an attitude of gratitude about everything. I talked earlier about the difference between appreciation and depreciation. And in the state of appreciation, you are looking for all that is good and great and beautiful. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. That's all there is to know on earth, and all you need to know, said John Keats. Well, gratitude is something that is an awareness of how fortunate I am.